Dear future generations, I think I speak for the rest of us when I say, sorry. Sorry we left you with our mass of a planet. Sorry that we were too caught up in our own doings to do something. Sorry we listened to the people who made excuses to do nothing. I hope you forgive us. We just didn't realize how special the Earth was. Like a marriage gone wrong. We didn't know what we had until it was gone. You don't know that much about trees, do you? Well, let me tell you that trees are amazing. And I mean, we literally breathe the air they are creating. And they clean up our pollution or carbon. They store and purify water. Give us medicine that cures our diseases. Food that feeds us. Which is why I'm so sorry to tell you that we burn them down. Cut them down with brutal machines, horrific. At a rate of 40 football fields every minute. That's 50% of all the trees in the world all gone in the last 100 years. And why? For money. That wouldn't make me so sad if there weren't so many pictures of leaves on it. See, you can ignore this. But the thing about truth is, it can be denied, not avoided. So I'm sorry, future generations. I'm sorry that our footprints became a sinkhole and not a garden. I'm sorry that we paid so much attention to ISIS and very little how fast the ice is melting the Arctic. I'm sorry we doomed you, and I'm sorry we didn't find another planet in time to move to. You know what? Cut the beat. I'm not sorry. This future, I do not accept it, because an error does not become a mistake until we refuse to correct it. We can redirect this. How? Let me suggest that if a farmer sees a tree that is unhealthy, they don't look at the branches to diagnose it, they look at the root. So like that farmer, we must look at the root. And not to the branches of the government, not to the politicians run by corporations, we are the root. We are the foundation, this generation. It is up to us to take care of this planet. It is our only home. We must globally warm our hearts and change the climate of our souls and realize that we are not apart from nature. We are a part of nature. And to betray nature is to betray us. To save nature is to save us. Because whatever you're fighting for, racism, poverty, feminism, gay rights, or any type of equality, it won't matter in the least. Because if we all don't work together to save the environment, we will be equally extinct.